Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're off to Dot Lake, an interior community of about 45 people.
My name is Bill Miller, and I'm presently the president of Dot Lake Village Council. Presently, we're located about 50 miles from Tok Junction and 60 miles from Delta Junction, just off the Alaska Highway. We're close enough to Fairbanks to go shop, and we're far enough away to stay out of the bureaucratic stuff. Well, it's called Dot Lake, and that's about what it is. It's a small dot. It's mainly fed through marshland from the Tananaw River. It has a few streams feeding into it. There's no actual fishing in the lake. It's too small, but it's nice view. We can look out across the flats and watch moose in the summertime and watch the beavers and muskrats and other critters that wander around. We do get some caribou come during the year. We can watch them across the flats. In August of last year, our Washateria utility building caught fire and was destroyed. And it was the laundromat and showers for a number of the local residents. It also had a central heat and water distribution system for a number of the homes in the village. And when we lost it, we basically lost heat and water for those homes. It was quite devastating. We have placed a temporary structure up to provide the heat and water to the homes that lost it. And so far this winter, that's held up and kept the homes from freezing up. We've been up 85, 95 degrees in the summer, and we have had in past winters, not this year, but in past winters, we've been 60, 65 to 70 below. For fun, there's hunting, fishing, which is a subsistence lifestyle, which a lot of the people live. Wintertime, it's snow machining. Summertime, we have a lot of four-wheeler trails. Most of the employment is provided by the tribe itself or the school during the school year.
That was Bill Miller, president of the Dot Lake Village Council. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. If you like volcanoes, we have photos, articles, and links on our website loaded with more information about Alaska's once hottest places. We also have a video flyover of Mount Edgecombe. Tune into AK next week when we'll take a look at an extreme example of the do-it-yourself Alaskan spirit. I'm Ed Ronco.